Philadelphia and Pittsburgh have climate plans to cut carbon emissions and prepare for the impacts of global warming. But what about the smaller cities and towns in between? A free state program in its second year is helping bridge the gap. I went to a community in the Mon Valley this fall to learn more about it. Donner Avenue is one of downtown Monessen's main thoroughfares.
These curbs are very low.
Oh yeah, it's like, what, like an inch or two? Obviously, like it wouldn't take much for the water to go over the curb.
Matt Sherrah has been the mayor of this city of about 7,000 in Westmoreland County for 3 years. You can just about see the Monongahela River from where we're walking in front of an empty storefront.
This one's kind of at least better because it's sloped away from the building. My dream is to replace all the sidewalks down here someday.
Most of Monessen is on a hill sloping towards the river, but the downtown is flat, a floodplain. Runoff from the hillside overwhelms storm drains, and if the river rises enough, it backs up into the 120-year-old sewer system.
So we're getting it from both ends.
Businesses here have been flooded, and Sherrah says it's happening more often with the increased precipitation from climate change.
You have these climate events happening, and we have systems that are built for things that happened 100 years ago, not what's happening now. And we need to shift focus to that.
That's one of the reasons he jumped at the chance to participate in the State Department of Environmental Protection's Local Climate Action Program, or LCAP. This fall, 21 local boroughs and towns took an inventory of their greenhouse gas emissions in areas like waste disposal, transportation, and industry. In the spring, they'll create climate action plans.
I'm hoping that we could also use the information to show people that we are serious about taking the next steps to create a better community, a healthier community. And that in turn will hopefully attract more people here and more businesses who appreciate that work.
Monessen was once a thriving, if dirty, mill town. The steel mill is gone, along with a lot of the population, but a coke-making facility remains along the river, practically right up against the downtown. It's idled right now because of the pandemic, but it has a history of air pollution violations. Emissions data from the coke plant are something that flagged Katie Miller's attention. Miller is a senior at Susquehanna University, and her work on Monessen's plan is her research project. This fall, she and students from other schools working in the program are plugging municipal data into a tool called ClearPath, which converts that information into greenhouse gas emissions or carbon dioxide equivalents, including data on the coke plant.
And that's a pretty large chunk of CO2 emissions, so I'm interested to see how that stacks up against the rest of the city's emissions, because it's can be difficult to mitigate facility emissions like that without actual policy and legislation.
According to EPA, in 2018, the coke plant in Monessen recorded nearly 150,000 metric tons of CO2 equivalent emissions. The Pennsylvania Climate Action Plan calls for a 26% reduction in greenhouse gas emissions by 2025 and an 80% reduction by 2050. It recommends 19 strategies to get there.
And one of those strategies is for state and local governments to lead by example in practices and assets.
Heidi Kunkka is Energy Program Specialist at DEP and oversees the Local Climate Action Program.
The impacts of climate change are experienced locally. Flooding, all these extreme rain events that we're seeing. So state government needs to assist in supporting more resilient communities.
The program, funded by the U.S. Department of Energy, is first come, first serve. And Kunkka says they haven't had any trouble filling spots. Of the 20 participants in last year's cohort, the program's first, 12 met the goal of creating a draft climate plan amid the pandemic, including Bellefonte in Center County, which officially adopted its plan. It includes goals like creating a trolley loop in the downtown to reduce traffic and completing half of new sidewalk projects with permeable materials to soak up stormwater. Joanne Tostivesi is council president of the borough of about 6,200 residents outside of State College. She says Bellefonte's greenhouse gas inventory revealed that the residential sector was a big part of its emissions pie. So one idea is increasing energy efficiency with things like LED lighting.
Almost half of our community is rental properties. So they're inspected once every 2 years. If we upgrade the codes guidelines, then when they go in, they can say, well, in order to meet codes now, you'll need to do these sorts of things.
Tostivesi says they'll start with the borough's buildings, though. Manesson has a lot in common with Bellefonte and many other LCAP participants. Two-thirds of the census tracts in Manesson include environmental justice areas, defined by DEP as an area where at least 20% of residents live in poverty and or a third are people of color. DEP provides access to information for these communities so they can participate in the permitting process for facilities like Manesson's coke plant, which can disproportionately impact them. Allison Acevedo, DEP's Director of Environmental Justice, teaches one of the webinars for participants in the LCAP around how to approach community engagement for their climate plans.
Many people have been focused on engaging communities from a place where we're finished with this process and we want your input. So really thinking about how to engage communities in the process and not just the product.
Back in Manesson, Takira Turner is behind the royal purple counter of Nefertiti's Palace, which specializes in natural black hair care products. She co-owns the shop, which just opened this summer on the main street in downtown. She says she hasn't experienced any flooding in the building, but she knows about the sewage problem.
So anytime it rains, it comes up and it smells in here. We got to light incense.
Turner says she never really thinks about climate change here. This isn't California, where we have to think about wildfires.
I mean, we never really had any disasters. No earthquakes, no tornadoes.
She says she'd like to learn more about the impacts of climate change and the climate plan initiative here.
The last thing I need is for us to have a disaster downtown Manesson. All the businesses, and you're going to have to put more money back into your business if something gets destroyed. And I wouldn't want that to happen.
Manesson Mayor Matt Shira is counting on residents seeing the economic benefits of dealing with climate change.
I think there are a lot of people in Manesson that believe in climate change and that support environmental initiatives, but they don't know how to talk about it, or they just are afraid to talk about it because of the stigma that's associated with it.
The city council, which he's had a contentious relationship with in the past, just approved an environmental advisory board. And Shira says he's eager to move on to the more hands-on work of making the climate plan a reality. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Kara Holsapple.